The moon, the future of concrete. Mining off Earth might seem like an event relegated to the distant future, but it is a lot closer than we would think. My book Forbidden Technology Revealed, linked on my homepage, details the technology that will give us propellantless propulsion, anti-gravity, anti-inertia, and over-unity free energy. With these technologies we will no longer use rockets to get to outer space, we will propel mining craft far faster and far cheaper than rockets have ever gotten. With the development of these technologies, mining the moon will become a modern reality. Many look to the moon to mine helium-3, an isotope of helium that would be used in fusion reactors to generate electricity. The moon is by far composed of more mundane materials. It is primarily composed of oxygen, silicon, aluminum, and iron, the prime ingredients in a very strong concrete known as geopolymer concrete, and the iron combined with carbon creating steel for rebar or I-beams. The vast majority of the crust of the moon is composed of these materials. With a fleet of automated mining and transportation craft, a tireless process of automated machines digging away at the moon, loading the material into colossal enclosed dump trucks, vehicles even bigger than modern haul trucks currently used at modern day mining operations, the raw geopolymer material will be flown back to Earth where it will be used. From 3D printed geopolymer concrete single family homes that are printed over the course of a day or two, to 3D printed skyscrapers that can house thousands of people, the moon will provide us with the cheapest source of geopolymer material in the solar system. This is especially true because the moon is not owned by anyone, and under treaties regarding the moon, no country owns the moon and any person or persons can mine it. Automation of the entire mining process on the moon will be a key step in reducing the cost of geopolymer concrete as well. Furthermore, standardized housing plans will simplify the construction process. Modern day housing contains an almost infinite variety of layouts and styles. Human construction workers can accommodate these customizations, but machines are less flexible. With standardized housing plans, 3D concrete printers will only need to construct a few different varieties of housing, probably along the lines of number of bedrooms. Imagine only 4 different single-family home blueprints: studio, 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, and 4-bedroom. The 3D printers will be constructed to print these different blueprints without the need for human labor. Furthermore, automated bipedal robots will be used to install windows, plumbing, electrical, etc., and with the limited variety of blueprints, these robots will have a much simpler time constructing these homes. As we lower costs as much as possible and automate all parts of housing construction, from the mining of materials to the printing of homes, we will lower costs to the farthest degree possible, making homes more affordable than ever. Where will these homes be built? Believe it or not, but there are areas in the USA where land is free. With the propellantless propulsion technologies and over-unity energy technologies, flying 3D printers and concrete trucks will be able to construct homes anywhere. These homes will not need to be connected to the grid. Using over-unity energy generators or even solar power to provide electricity, septic tanks instead of sewer connections, heating and cooling systems that use electricity instead of oil or gas, like ductless mini-split systems, Starlink satellite internet from Elon Musk, and computer-controlled flying taxi services to transport us anywhere in the country in less than an hour. We will be able to live anywhere and commute anywhere. Ultimately, automated moon mining and automated construction will reduce the costs of housing more than any other factors affecting the construction industry, and will deliver us to an era where no one is homeless, no one is in need of shelter. This era will be with us sooner than most can imagine.